Yesterday, on the 15th of November, I met some of the training teachers at Newham College of Further Education and had a really, really useful and interesting and productive session with them, looking at action research and also looking at the implications that paradigm of research has for the writing of the M6.1 assignment. So I thought I'd make a series of audios, starting now, just trying to summarise the key points of our conversations and discussions. So first of all, we talked about M6.1. There's actually two stages. The first stage is a proposal form, and in that sense, it replicates the kind of methodology and the planning of M2.2, the assessment module last year. So you submit a proposal, an idea for action research. In the actual module spec, and in the module handbook, we often use the phrase an active inquiry. So you submit a proposal for something you're going to do in your classroom, although we accept that your classroom might be actual as well as virtual. Something you're going to do, something you're going to change, an experiment, an intervention that you're going to make. And you submit a proposal justifying why this is the right choice for you. So think about the rationale that you write when you are observed for an assessed teaching practice session, an ATPS. You know, you put in context, don't you, why you're planning, the lesson you're planning, and how you're responding to previous feedback. And we're asking you effectively to do the same process. The form looks a bit different, but the process is largely the same. You know, what are you choosing to do, and how have you come along a learning journey to identify that as a really key, successful thing to explore to improve your own professional practice and your classroom teaching? You submit a proposal, and then you write up your research. There's no headings, there's no kind of prescribed structure. But clearly you have to meet the criteria of the assignment. Please look at the module handbook. And those criteria are largely about planning, reviewing and evaluating an active intervention and documenting your learning through reflection within an action research paradigm. Check out the rest of the booze for more information.